First item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of the meeting of the council held on the 21st of February 2023, as published in the on the council website. All in favour?
Aye.
Item two, apologies for absence.
Mr. Mayor, I have apologies from Councillors Chris Barron, Councillor Roycroft, Councillor Cross and Councillor Green.
Declarations of interest. No declarations. Right, moving on then to announcements. This evening is the end of an era for one of the councillors here. Jack Kemp, who was given 50 years continuous service to Stafford Borough Council, is not seeking re-election. And so, to commemorate this milestone, I give you great pleasure to make a presentation to Jack.
Jack, I will be mentioning your name a few times, and so I'd be grateful if you don't jump up and cry out, point of order, please.
Just for fun, I googled the name Jack Kemp. Turns out that the first entry related to an American politician. And he was a professional footballer in the American sense. But when you go on Google, it also says, people also asked. And they also asked, is Jack Kemp in the Hall of Fame? How old is Jack Kemp? Those are two unknowns that I will leave you to answer on your own, Councillor Kemp. I then tried a different tack. I decided to Google UK's longest serving councillors. So we have Charles Swift, who was in Peterborough in 1954. Turns out that he was a Labour Party representative back in the day. I don't know whether you'd say he saw light, but in the 1990s he became an independent. He clocked up 62 years when he retired in 2016. Apparently, the longest serving councillor still in office is a chap called David Lancaster, who started out life at Eccles Council, not far from where I grew up, and he went on to Salford Council. He had some breaks, but he served for 57 years. In 1970, when he started, or just about started, the first Range Rovers were manufactured, and we had the first Glastonbury Festival. Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry to be so pedantic, but technically, the Local Government Act of 1974 created Staffordshire Council. But Jack qualifies because he was on the feeder council in 1973. And I've got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I was at school in 1973. But I do remember, and I'm looking at other councillors in the room when I say this, we were invited to plant a tree in 73. Anyway, Roy Shaw was a Labour candidate for Camden London Borough Council for 51 years of service. Margaret Stanhope, who some of you will know, was councillor at Lichfield District Council before she retired in 2019, I think that's right. I came on the council in 2003, and I remember at the very first council meeting, when I was sat over there with Dave Allen. Councillor Kemp stood up and had my leaflet in his hand, and he talked about what we have to say about council tax. And that taught me a lesson, if only to be prepared, as in life, be prepared for what things might be said about you or to you. And that's one thing that Jack will always mean to me, in the sense that he's always been a political animal, if I can call him that, in the nicest possible sense. Jack and I spent at least 8 hours in each other's company, but nobody else's. When I volunteered to drive, myself and him, to the LGA National Conference in Harrogate. That was about 7 or 8 years ago, or something along those lines, and we had some very interesting conversations, didn't we?
We did.
And when we arrived back in Stafford and I dropped him off, we said to each other, that was a great one, private couple of chats. We're never going to tell anybody else about what we told each other, are we? Jack and I disagree on many things, but I will finish what I have to say about him by saying this. Yes, we disagree on many things, but curiously, We both want what is best for Stafford Borough and always have done. And I think that that is the best tribute that I can give to him. We just go about it in different ways, don't we? And so, the council will miss you, Jack. Your experience, albeit on the other side of the fence, to me, is invaluable. And I think, I just want to finish with this. You can have a great debate in the chamber. Sometimes you, although you try not to, sometimes your feelings get in the way. But outside of this chamber, courtesy and respect for people who have, as I have just said, wanted the same things for the borough but just gone about it in different ways is everything. There is no reason why we can't be courteous to each other outside of this chamber. And Jack and I hope he will agree, have always at least achieved that. So congratulations, Jack. What an absolutely fantastic career as a councillor. Sorry, I keep saying this is my final point, but I just thought of another one. A few weeks ago, I can't remember where we were, Jack, and before I'd even shook his hand, he said, "I'm not standing, that's what you want to know, isn't it?" He said to me. Well done, Jack, congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This stage in the four-year municipal cycle, we say farewell to quite a few colleagues. Some don't stand for re-election, some unfortunately lose their seats. And we always take time, usually in this council meeting, to thank them and thank for their service to the community. So I'd like to start off saying, you know, congratulations to everybody who served on the council, who's now leaving the council, and best wishes and thank you for your service. But it's not very often we say a special thank you, Mr. Mayor. And the special thank you we're doing today, my leader, mentor and friend, Councillor Jack Kemp, has decided to retire after 50 years service to the people of Stafford Borough. Everybody, and it's an amazing statistic, everybody who's served on Stafford Borough Council since it started knows Jack, because he's been here from the very start. Many of you know that Jack is a very proud Welshman. But for some strange reason, he spent most of his life in the English Midlands. And something might have something to do with the fact that he served for the RAF. Now, this is one of the reasons why he ended up in Stafford, because he served 12 years in the RAF, and finished his posting here in Stafford. And like so many others, decided to stay. It tells me, I don't know if it's true or not, but it tells me he had no real interest in politics as a young man, until one day, after a few years of settling in Stafford, a Conservative councillor, or prospective councillor, came up and gave him a leaflet during an election. And Jack was there thinking, "Oh, crikey, where's the Labour one?" So he offered his services to the secretary of the local Labour Party. And this was going back to 1968, I believe. And in the same year, he joined the Labour Party. Just out of interest, the Conservative candidate who gave him the leaflet that kick-started Jack's political career, and if some of you will remember, was Trevor Reeves. So Trevor is responsible for Jack's political career. And then in 1973, he stood for the newly formed Stafford Borough Council and was elected as one of the members for Colton. And as I said before, it's amazing to think that Jack has been a member of this council for as long as it existed. He's held many positions within the Labour Group, including secretary and, of course, leader. Jack has had the honour of being the mayor of Stafford Borough in 1989-90. And that's strange, it was the year I got married, in 1989, even the mayor and I got married. He's also been, obviously, the leader of the council, which does go to show, Mr. Mayor, that Labour do win elections sometimes. On that. Yes, it's... Jack, I say, the is chair of many committees on the council and is also a board member of Stafford and Rural Homes when I was founded, and only recently come off when the merger took place a couple of years ago. He's a very frank cooperator, has been a member of the cooperative movement for many years, and again holding many important local and national positions. These are things about Jack that probably most people don't realise. He has lots of different hats he wears. Jack has helped many new councillors settle in over the years, and is always a very wise council, especially to very inexperienced group leaders, which I'm sure the leader of the council will tell you as well. All of us who sit on the Labour benches are going to miss Jack enormously. But I'm sure that's the case for everybody in this chamber. I mean, Jack has touched all our lives at some point. Mr. Knight, I can talk a lot more about how important Jack has been to all of us, and to me personally. He still glares at me in group meetings when I do things that he wouldn't, and I have to say he's usually right. But I also take this point, Mr. Mayor, to say best wishes to Beryl. Because Beryl, you've got to put up with him. Well, what you need to do is, if it gets too much at home and it's a Monday evening and you know the council's on the Tuesday, just kick him out and into the lake and we'll look after you for a couple of hours. Mr. Mayor, we're going to miss Councillor Kemp, Jack. But I hope you'll stay in touch. I know you will. And tomorrow, he'll tell me off like I know he will do, because he always tells me off. And I'd just like to say thank you, Jack. Stafford Borough owes you a great vote of thanks. And we all wish you a very long and happy retirement.
Thank you.
Well done, my friend.
Mr. Mayor, for 12 years.
And I don't blame him, and of course other people in the Labour Party were upset too. But after a few years, we were on speaking terms again, and Jack actually opened the eyes by buying me a drink, which was very considerate of him. Jack has been a friend, as well as a fellow councillor, and indeed one of his daughters helped deliver my son, Jack. And of course, Jack has always assumed that his name had and that would be nothing. And the fact that my father's called Jack has nothing to do with it. It just so happens it's Jack's birthday today. Anyway, I want to thank you, Jack, for your comradeship and support over the years. And to tell you that I've enjoyed working with the Labour Group. I'm looking forward to working with, shall we say, an even closer relationship with the Labour Group in the future years, and wish you all, you and Beryl, all the very best. Thank you.
Shadow group, council. We met all over the place. And the committees, one of my first committee meetings was in the base, not the basement, but in the Borough Hall at the bottom next to where the stage is. And Ruth Dixon was in the chair. Now that was a name that Patrick had not mentioned, Ruth Dixon. She was a lady of character. I have to say this, in a nice way of saying it. Walter Dean thought that the Stafford Conservatives, allegedly Conservatives, would rule the roost. They didn't. Ruth Dixon ruled the roost. And the rural people from Stone were really in charge for a long time. But we met in different places. The White House, which is on the Newport Road, that was the office of the Stafford Rural. We met in the Frankley Stone Council offices with its thank you for all the money you raised in the war banners. I remember them well. And we met in the Frank J. Jordan Centre. So we did meet all over the world. When the new council offices were built, the staff moved out to the Borough Hall into the new council offices. And we occupied all the roof, all the floors. We had our own highways department, an agency from the county council. So if you had a problem like holes in the road, the pothole, I reported one yesterday to my county council, and in actual fact, the thing had been repaired even before I reported it. But it was nice to be able to go and talk to people about various things and get things done almost, not immediately, but there. The Borough Council had its own canteen, and they all moved into the canteen is where the cameras are now located. But the trouble was, people complained about the smell of fish and chips, so the canteen disappeared. It was handy. You just walk in there and have your lunch. And we then got the meeting room and the leaders' room. And people asked me, you know, what was it like in those days? Because we had our committees meetings in the rooms now occupied by the elections office and also the technical labs. One was the green and one was the blue. And in the morning, if you sat in the green room, you were hot with the sun was on that side of the building. And in the evening, in the blue room, it was hot because that was where the sun was. And the thing is that we occupied earlier, as I said earlier, we occupied all the room, all the different floors. Housing itself was in one floor. And then we had to sell off the housing. And I'm not being political in this one because we never got any help from the Labour government. We never got any help from the Conservative government. And so it was decided, we would get rid of the houses. And I'll come back to that in a moment. Well, whilst I was leader of the council, there was a thing that happened that I've never thought would ever happen, and that was a man came from London and he said to me, Stoke-on-Trent have got 55 million for problems and you've got 5 million. And he shook my hand and said, here's your 5 million. I never saw that money at all, I just handed it over to someone in the council. So I've got 5 million given to me. But going back to the houses, when Stafford Rural was formed, Ray Sutherland, and I've forgot the other chap's name again.
Perkins.
Ray Right, Sutherland and I, and Mr. Young and Solicitor. We somehow, Tony Pearce, we somehow became the council's representatives on Stafford Road. And Ray and I became very close friends over the fact that, you know, we worked together quite a lot for Stafford Road. And talking about money, I mortgaged my house, allegedly, because I signed a document. 35 million, that was the value of the paper I signed. 35 million. And you often think later, why couldn't any of the government say to us, you mortgage your houses? And that's exactly what we had to do. So, it's been a pleasure to serve on this council and to thank the people of Coldfield. And I did say to Francis earlier on, I would mention that I had at least 3 votes in the chamber, because there's 3 councillors living in Coldfield ward. I can always smile and think it may have happened. But there you are, Francis and I have become friends over the years. And so I've been, you know, it's been a pleasure to be friends with people. It was an honour to be the mayor. Although it's well over 30 years ago, there are still people who remember that, and I remember it with great pleasure. It was an honour to be the leader of this council, and my name is chiselled onto a piece of wood. And I came when I brought my grandson in. I made sure he read it up there. He said, well, who's William? I said, that's me, but I'm my other name. And Ray and I, as I said, we served on Stafford and Raw, and I became the chairman. And that was another honour. So I'd like to thank this council and the people of Coton Ward in particular for giving me the opportunity of serving the borough and serving. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you very much for that.
Councillor Andrew Hart and Councillor Peter Boycroft. know, has been a cabinet member for nearly all of his time on the council, which is an extraordinary feat. Indeed, he joined before me, before I joined in 2003 in a by-election. And he was Mike Heenan's deputy leader and also mine. His knowledge of his portfolio and of matters generally as they relate to leisure, culture and finances is just unbelievable. You'll have a conversation and he'll say, "I've got something back from 2004 about that. Just let me dig it out and let's just have a look at it, shall we?" So I don't know whether over the coming months the shredder will be busy, or whether he'll just put it into the blue bag so that we can all have a look at what he's kept over the years. But there we are. Mike, as you know, I'm very sad that you're retiring. Your wisdom and knowledge and your political acumen is fantastic. So I just want to thank you. Councillor Sutherland, Jack has already mentioned that you were on the board together at Stafford Rural Homes. We know that you have been chair of the planning committee, and of course, we know who's really in control when we have a group meeting. It's not me, it's not anybody, it's Councillor Sutherland. You do as he says at a group meeting. And again, I think you joined the council with me in 2003, and over 20 years, what a great friendship and relationship we've formed. And so again, experience sadly is departing. I know that Peter is not here this evening, but I know that Andrew is just behind me. And again, as an officer on the planning committee, and on many committees, but I think it was Aidan said earlier, you forget that many councillors don't just sit on the council, they get involved in their local communities and do all sorts of things that we actually never hear about very much. And I know, Andrew, I'm going to get this wrong, but I think I'm right in saying that you've got, or certainly have, an association with Stone. What is that? And so, whatever party, whatever persuasion, it's sad, and we should respect the fact that we're losing goodness knows how many decades of experience. I wish you all well, and thank you again, Mr. Mayor, for allowing me to speak on that subject.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, obviously, fully support the words of the leader of the council. But I have to say, it's unfair to pick out one councillor as mentioned as there, but I'm going to pick out Mike Smith. We had some interesting debates over the years, shall we say, when it came to finance. When I was wearing my colleague's hat next to me in resources, we didn't agree on an awful lot. We don't want to do things, but I thought it made debates interesting, to say the least. And but one thing I will say is I really enjoyed them. You're obviously on top of your brief. I didn't really agree with what you said you're on top of your brief, but it was good times, and I shall miss you, and I shall miss the other three councillors mentioned as well. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
One of the other councillors that isn't standing is Councillor Green from Walton and Stone. Would Councillor Kenny like to say a few words about Councillor Green? Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Obviously, it's been very unfortunate for Councillor Green. His term of 4 years has been consisted of mainly not COVID, but the problems that we had with COVID and about having meetings, face-to-face meetings, and also the fact that obviously he's been battling with cancer for the last 12, 16 months or something like that. I'm sure he would have loved to go and have a more active role within this council, and I wish him and I'll be with him.
Councillor Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I thought, following those kind words from all the people, I'd just sort of say a few. I put my smart jacket on tonight for the photograph, and in doing so, I forgot to put a pen in, so I've not been able to make any notes. But listening to Jack, he talked about Trevor Reeves giving him his first leaflet. Trevor Reeves worked with me at English Electric when I was there in 1968. All these things keep coming round. And he mentioned two or three places he went for fish and chips. I was getting hungry when he kept mentioning fish and chips, the smell of fish and chips. But then I thought, better watch out on the cholesterol level. But it's very kind of you to offer those words to me. I was asked by Judith Delgado to be the cabinet member for Leisure. At the time, the rest of the cabinet was Stan Ifield, Frank Finlay, Trevor, Doug Davis. And I was the youngster, and because I was still active in sport, you could be the cabinet member for Leisure. So, and I enjoyed that for 16 years. But when I was first elected, I was in opposition. I wanted to go on resources scrutiny, which is where I went. And after Ken Williams had retired, decided to go on to resources scrutiny. Last week, the week before, I ended on a big high. I won an argument at the planning committee. Thank you very much, everybody.
And Councillor Sullivan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. When I was elected to the Borough Council in 2003, I never thought for one moment I'd still be here 20 years on. Jack mentioned about Stafford and Warren, and thanks for the kind words. We did become very friendly over that period, and I valued your help as chairman of the Stafford and Warren board, as I became chairman of the HR Qualities Group for 5 years. Really enjoyed it. But I remember when I stood down at the end of 5 years, because I ended up spending so much time over there, I was not spending it as a borough councillor, and I objected to that. Can I say it's been an honour and a privilege to serve the people of Stafford Borough and the people and the residents of the Sarton Church in Lord. I know I'm going to miss my involvement with the borough, my colleagues on this side of the house, and the members across there and here. Made some nice friends, and I want to keep in touch with them. The only other thing I want to say to you is that I wish you all good health and prosperity over the next few years. Thank you.
Councillor Barrington has already referred to Councillor Barron, and I'm sure that all members will wish to pass on their best wishes to Councillor Barron, who has decided not to seek re-election and has been ill recently. Chris has been a dedicated councillor for Forbridge and has been active in a number of various activities, including the Forbridge Charity and the Almshouses. And she was mayor in 1999, and I'm sure you all agree that we will greatly miss her. And the only other councillor that hasn't been mentioned but isn't standing is Councillor Holmes. And I think we should perhaps record that for his service on the Borough Council. Thank you. Right, going on with the Mayor's announcements. attended, the event raised over £800. The Mayor's Charity Dinner on Thursday the 30th of March 2023. Thank you to those who supported the dinner, which was a very enjoyable evening. We'll be celebrating the coronation of King Charles III in Stafford. There will be a choral evensong service at the Collegiate Church of St Mary Stafford on Sunday the 7th of May 2023, commencing at 6:30, and an invitation has been extended to all members to attend this service. And finally, just a little funny thing that happened. I attended the half marathon, and after the half marathon had started, we had the children's fun run. And I presented one or two medals to the young people there, and one lad looked up at me, pointed at the chain, and said, "How far have we got to run to get one of them?" Okay, so moving on. Couple of questions, Tom.
No, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Session.
No, Mr. Mayor.
Right, notice of motion. Notice of motion has been presented under paragraph 13 of the Council procedure rules and has been proposed by Councillor Pearce and seconded by Councillor Godfrey. Councillor Pearce.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I hope that what's set out here, although not pleasant reading, will nobody will dispute in terms of its factual content. It is, I think, most unfortunate that in this town we don't have a gallery, an art gallery, any longer. When we had one run by the County Council, it was a visitor attraction, and like many of these empty buildings, I appreciate that part of the rear is now being occupied. Of course, it had been occupied previously at one time as the library. But in terms of that art gallery facility and the ability to see the original court building, the rooms within the building, it certainly was a visitor attraction, which we now lost. As the front part of the building still remains shut. In fact, I understand that the building was not open on the day of the Historic Buildings Day, along with the county buildings. The county buildings were open, but it wasn't open because the building itself wasn't insured for public access. So I think we've lost a real asset to the borough there. Of course, we did have at one time our own art gallery and museum, and maybe I'm one of the few that can remember it. So I think it's very sad that as a town we don't have that visitor attraction. The second point I want to make is that any of these empty buildings are a loss in two ways. Firstly, that they are a loss of footfall. People who've worked in them or used them, in other words, visitors or whatever, brought life to the town and business to the town. And that is a considerable loss. There is a huge building which is empty and has been now set for a number of years. It's a wasteful building. I'm not suggesting that that's in itself, as a building, as much of an asset. But at least it was a workspace, many people were using it in the town. So I think it's beholden on us as borough councils representing the town that we should be putting pressure on the county council to try and ensure that these buildings are put to good use. Because, of course, the second aspect of these buildings being empty, and particularly serious for those which are listed, there's a number of those, is that the buildings themselves deteriorate. And I think we as a council should be pressurising the county council to bring them back into good use. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Second up, Mr. Mayor, and reserve the right to speak.
Councillor Grant.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just seek a point of clarification. This is not a response at this stage. The motion talks about many empty buildings belonging to the County Council, and we've heard mention of the Shard Hall, which certainly isn't empty, and mention of the Wedgwood building. Could Councillors Pearce and Godfrey please tell us which many empty buildings belonging to the County Council they are referring to, please?
Councillor Pearce?
There are, in addition to the ones I've mentioned, and I pointed out that the shower room is not empty, but that a large part of it is. I mentioned the Wedgwood building, I could also mention the County Staff Club. I'm quite sure there are others which are not fully in use, but that's three substantial buildings for starters. Thank you.
Anybody else? Councillor Beattie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And in responding to this motion, I have to say I rather share the leader's concern about what we are actually talking about. This motion is that there are many empty buildings belonging to the County Council, largely as a result of this decision to move to Staffordshire Place. It's contributing to the lack of footfall, which assuredly it is not, because the footfall's been going up, seeing many deteriorate to the detriment of the town centre, and that we should have urgent meetings with the County Council. So I shall respond to all of that. Why would this County Council leave buildings lying empty when they can generate capital or a revenue stream? Because they don't and they wouldn't. And they have an obligation to keep our listed buildings in their ownership in good repair. So let's have a look at the most recent county and borough investments into the town centre, including the conservation work that has and is taking place. Our town centre transformation programme, with a total cost of over £21 million, includes the major improvements to Stafford Market Square, which you can see taking place now, which will make it fit to hold large-scale events. Then there's the transformation and repurposing of the Shard Hall that the councillor has referred to, which has created the Shard Hall Enterprise Hub that's home to 13 small businesses with a very popular hot desking opportunity for our micro businesses. That transformation was made possible with £1.6 million of funding from the Get Building Fund and £400,000 of match funding put in by the authorities. It says many of our public buildings are listed in the motion, and in the conservation area, we're seeing many deteriorate. I refute that. There's a long-running programme on conservation and regeneration of our precious listed buildings. Each has a wonderful story to tell. The repurposed and lovingly restored iconic Shard Hall courts, after their long lives and size. The Chetwynd Centre, once Queen Edward's School, repurposed for homes. Martin Street buildings, now attractive homes. The Staffordshire History Centre on Eastgate Street, secured with National Lottery Heritage funding of £4.9 million, alongside £3.9 million of match funding from the County Council, Stafford Borough, and various local partners, charities, supported through fundraising. It's guaranteed the future of the important listed William Salt Library building in Eastgate Street. And look at around at the care and conservation of this exceptional meeting place this evening, the county buildings. Furthermore, rather than leaving buildings empty, the county has had the foresight to seize the opportunity for a comprehensive redevelopment scheme for Eastgate, ready for when the St. Chad's and Halton buildings and the are vacated, and through the far-sighted acquisition of the vacant Magistrates Court and Probation Service buildings. The East Gate Regeneration Programme builds on a master plan developed in partnership with the Borough Council, with the Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner, and with Homes England. It will repurpose the Wedgwood Building, St. Chad's Building, Peel and Walton Buildings, and 14 Martin Street, alongside the now cleared Magistrates Court and Probation Service Building. That is work ongoing. We, the Borough Council leadership, alongside the County Council's leaders, are fully committed to supporting the restatement of Stafford's position as our county town. Then the motion also will touch on this, because it says that the Borough Council, as a matter of urgency, should have discussions with the County Council to see about bringing all these buildings back into use. As we've said, but we're not sure what buildings we're talking about, but I can confirm that regular meetings take place between the leaders and the portfolio holders of both the county and the Borough Council with senior officers. We have scheduled meetings between the leaders, portfolio holders and senior officers. We have the East Gate Street Task Force, that's made up of cabinet members and senior officers. The Stafford Town Centre Transformation Board, which is a working group including the cabinets of both authorities and officers, the Local Enterprise Partnership, the Chamber, Town Centre Partnership, etc. And we have Stafford Gateway, because that's another big scheme that's being going to generate a great change for Stafford. And we have Stafford Gateway officer and member meetings, and there are numerous other forums that we where we meet. So the proposal in the motion for urgent meetings to take place is irrelevant, as these meetings already take place. Delivery of this impressive town centre investment and these comprehensive projects will undoubtedly support the transformation of Stafford Town Centre and contribute significantly to new investment and increased footfall, and create further confidence in our town centre as a great place to live, work and visit. Thank you, Mr. Finn.
Councillor McKeown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. When I looked at this motion at first, I thought, what a marvellous thing it would be for the final meeting of this council, who will be a uniform response across the whole group, and we will get behind it. Because he's not asking for anything extraordinary. He's asking that we, as a council, want to ensure that our borough as a whole looks and is more attractive to people coming into the town, whether they are working here or visiting. Councillor Beattie refers to the motion as saying, well, we don't need to talk to the County Council. Well, quite clearly, Councillor Beattie is talking to the County Council.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor.
Point of order. Councillor Beattie.
Mr. Mayor, I did not say we don't need to talk to the County Council. What I said was we're talking to the County Council on an almost daily basis across all sections of the authorities. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Mayor. Right, so obviously that response that the Council has given earlier on would indicate that those discussions, and that was almost like a press release from the County Council. That was not an objective thing. That was straight from the County Council.
I agree with that myself. I have absolutely nothing to do with the County Council. I sincerely object to that nonsense.
Thank you,
Councillor. If I may continue. Thank you.
Oh, with some facts, maybe.
With some facts?
Yes. Yeah. Rather than supposition.
Right, so we have said identification of some buildings that have fallen into disrepair.
Mr. Mayor,
if the interruptions would stop, we might get through it. Right. The motion purely and simply asks County Council to give some assurance that it will continue to look after the buildings in its ownership. I can't see where that is wrong at all, or why there should be are right and left and centre on this particular motion. It's something that should be of concern to everyone in this building and everyone outside of this building. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes is the answer. Well, Brendan said yes. Absolutely, that's what this motion is going to do. We should all be very concerned about the empty buildings in and around this town centre. Very full answer, very full statement, rather, by the Cabinet member. Lots of statistics, lots of money figures being banded about. Heard it all before. Heard it years ago. Nothing seems to happen. We keep getting told we've got this pot of money, we've got this, this is going to happen. My concern is these pots of money that have been gained from grants from the hard work of officers of this council is actually going to start disappearing if we don't start spending it soon. Sure, there's some kind of time limits on these things. And it is of concern, Mr. Mayor, that the monies are there to improve the town centre and make it a much more pleasant experience coming into the town centre. Everybody wants, and I'm sure you've all been on the doorstep of late, and you will be on the doorstep in the next couple of weeks. You will hear that people are fed up with the way the town centre looks. You have the means to change that, and you choose not to do it. It is a will thing, not a money thing. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Hobbs.
To support what Councillor Pearce had to say. We really do need an art gallery. It needs to be reinstated. It was a really important focal point in our town. It was a fantastic time when the Staffordshire Board was being presented there. There were thousands of people visited. The town was absolutely buzzing. We've got nothing like that now. Nowhere to display things. One other thing I'd like to say is that during the Second World War, when the Tory government wanted to slash arts funding, Winston Churchill actually said, if we don't fund the arts, what are we fighting for? And I think that should be a consideration. You know, we do need art. Art is very important in a town. It's somewhere to go if you're just waiting. And it's very stimulating, it's very good for you. Thank you.
Councillor Williamson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I must say that I find this motion slightly bizarre and the timing bizarre. I can't think why we should have this at this moment in time, but I'm sure someone will tell me afterwards what it's all about. But in terms of some of the things that have been said, they're just bizarre. And off the wall, to say that the Shire Hall is empty. Well, it faintly isn't empty. It's in a period where it's changing. The use is changing. At the back, it's an enterprise centre. And I'm sure no one either side would say we shouldn't have an enterprise centre. That work was done with the Prince's Trust. It wasn't just sort of plucked out of the air. A lot of time and money's been spent on doing this, and then we're taking it forward. And I understand that there are plans to use the front of the Shire Hall for just the sort of thing we're talking about. SP 1 and 2, I don't know whether people can remember that far back, but that was actually instigated by the Labour administration.
Yes, it was.
And the County Council. So it was a Labour idea.
Can we ask the Council to repeat that carefully so I can hear what he actually said?
Yes, that's really nice. Right, very slowly.
I'm listening.
SP 1 and 2 was initiated by the Labour administration that were in power before it was taken over by this Conservative administration.
Correct. Borough Council or
County Council?
Say it again.
County Council.
I thought that's what it meant. But it was still a Labour administration.
In fact, they actually signed the week before the election. That's a fact that can't be done. So if you're talking politics before elections, the Labour guys actually did something really bizarre and signed off a £20 million project before then. And the idea was to bring 13 satellite buildings into the town centre so footfall would increase. And I can't disagree with that, and it has actually worked. If you look at SB 1 and 2, new buildings, they've got some fantastic hostelries underneath, which people use, and if you sit in one of those, the Lincoln Town, for example, and I'll say that, go in there occasionally. They do, only occasionally, but they do actually, people wander backwards and forwards like it was designed to do. So admittedly, the top of the town centre needs to be rejuvenated, but that's been planned for. This is a snapshot in time, and it's quite unfair to actually throw this at us when Stafford is going through a transformation, thank you, and a good transformation at that. And what I would say finally, in terms of arts and looking after things and historic things, the work that's been done on the William Salt is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And if you actually took the time to look at that, there's even stuff in the William Salt from the pirates.
Yeah.
And we know that Shrewsbury was basically built by the proceeds of the piracy. Please, if you want to quote me, you can, because I know that's fact. So there's a lot of interesting things about Stafford. It's the county town, and it can't be. You can't stagnate. Anything that stagnates doesn't actually grow. It goes backwards. So we're in a moment of transition. I think Stafford is heading back to being a brilliant, a great county town that people want to come and visit, whether it's on HS2, driving or cycling, whatever, it's the place to come to. Thank you.
20 years.
Councillor Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a couple of points. The Leader of the Opposition just mentioned that he was fed up, or people say they're fed up with the way that the town centre looks, that we've heard it all before, in fact, we've heard it years ago. So I wonder, why has he never gone to the County Council? Never stood up during public questions or submitted a public question and actually directly asked them. But even more importantly, as you've actually had control as a county seat of the town centre for more years than I could even calculate, why have you never done anything about the town centre and the way that it looks?
Mr. Mayor, I'm a borough councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, this is the last desperate act of a failed opposition just prior to an election. Let's think of something we can talk about and let's try and fit the non-facts around the discussion, shall we? That's what this debate's all about, Mr. Mayor. It's a bit like the green literature. We support the local community, but they have the literature printed in London and Bolton in the last couple of I've seen. Let's talk about things that actually we can't really talk about, but we just want to get them in the headlines, Mr. Mayor, because there's an election in a couple of weeks. Not one thing in this motion has been positively or properly put forward by anybody proposing this motion or seconding it. It may have escaped people's notice, but I am the leader of the council. I have so many meetings and discussions with the County Council, with Francis, with the officers, with my Chief Executive, sorry, our Chief Executive, I apologise, about the town and about the buildings and so on. But I just go back to what I asked at the beginning, point of clarification, and we had a pathetic attempt to name the County Staff Officers Club, I think was the only thing that came out of it. Really, Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, various points have emerged from this debate. Firstly, I noticed Councillor Williamson saying that the new Staffordshire Place was conceived by the Labour, then the Labour administration. True. Unfortunately, the cladding fell off during, I think, the Tory administration, which didn't help. And anyway, this motion has nothing to do with Staffordshire Place. I don't see any mention of it. The problem is, all the other buildings which are owned by the county council, which are now getting more derelict. Councillor Beattie mentioned all this money being poured into Market Square.
Which ones? Point of clarification,
Market Square.
Which buildings are we talking about, please?
I'm talking about Market Square. There's only one Market Square, as far as I know. And the way you're seeing double the amount of alcohol in Market Square. Market Square is Stafford. But, Mr. Mayor, we have been waiting for years for something to be done about Market Square.
It's happening.
We've been waiting for ages during this Tory administration. Don't forget, they've been in control since 2003, I believe. Actually, the town used to look wonderful when Labour was in control. When I was mayor, Mr. Mayor, we actually won the National Britain in Bloom competition. I know I had to go to Aberdeen to collect the prize, along with officers and so on. We had, in fact, our nurseryman was also given, at that same meeting, an award by the National Britain in Bloom people for the amount of work he'd done over his period of time, a lifetime achievement, for Stafford. Now, in fact, people used to come from miles around to look at what was going on in Stafford Town Centre because of the money we spent on actually making a superb difference to the town during the spring, summer and autumn by a fantastic floral display all over. That has never happened during the Conservative government. In fact, they stopped it fairly soon after taking control. So the hypocrisy of saying, oh, look at all these wonderful things we've done. We've got a derelict town centre. The north end of the town looks like a bomb site. It's like Beirut.
Rubbish.
And that's come about because of your decisions. You moved the major shopping centre down south without thinking about the implications to what would happen in the north end of town, and it's been a disaster. And I have to say, I don't know if you go around your area before an election. I do, and I ask people, and they say the big thing is the town centre is appalling. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
We've already, and Jack's accepted it. It was the Labour administration that went for that building that we should have.
Point of order, referring to 15.12 rules of procedure, any member can make a point of order at any point during the debate, but they have to name which rule or procedure has been broken. Neither or anybody who's made a point of order has done that.
So. That's right.
I'm already standing in, so thank you, Mr. Fair. It's against the people of Stafford, and I object to it. Absolutely.
Right. Thank you, Councillor Kemp.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for that. I've always stand up, and then they sit down or whatever. I didn't intend to speak in this debate, but I want to draw the attention of the leader of the council to the second paragraph. The centre of Stafford, especially the north, is populated with empty shops and a general air of neglect. It is. And my colleague actually told you the reason why. Come on, young friends on the back. The mistake was made when the decision to put a shopping centre next to our building on the south side of the town. And I don't know who was present with me, but I know it was somebody from the opposition. We were standing on the mezzanine looking at people walking towards a certain shop, Primark, They opened up and people were flocking into Primark, and straight away the business centre of this town moved. Yeah. Marks and Spencer's, I can say this without, don't take note to this, Marks and Spencer's left the South End, and I think they may have had some problem when they moved into the new shopping centre. And it was Primark that opened it up. But that's the mistake that was made. And you can't get away from it. One of the things I was going to ask is, how many of you in this chamber have been into the market recently? I've visited quite readily. The only butcher who happened to live in my ward has left. He said he was struggling, and it was, and he's left. It's in the newspaper where he's gone.
An excellent butcher is too.
Yeah, I think he's gone somewhere out
there near
Bray. But the point I'm making is, we have got a problem. I mean, Councillor Pearce has focused on Martin Street and the Shire Hall, but we have got a problem in the north end of town. And I know that people are trying to get it sorted out, but it is a problem. The market is half empty of stores. I only spoke before to thank him for the good work. Should I share with him my thoughts, Patrick? I'll share with him if you can shut up. The point is, you have got a problem. Not just only with the county council buildings, you've got a problem with the building at the end. And I have to say, I'm ashamed to say, that the Co-op Society has got one of the biggest problems. They've got a department store that they walked away from and left it without thinking of what will happen to it afterwards. So I do feel that whoever comes in after the mayor elections has got a problem. And it may not be with the county council buildings outside here. It's got a problem at the north end of the town. And that's the paragraph you should have actually concentrated on. And thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's my final farewell. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. All I wanted to comment on was the remarks that Councillor Cook said about In Bloom. And he mentioned before my time when we won the award and he went to Aberdeen, he said. Well, I remember, I mean, what the argument is, if you win it, people will come flock to your town. Well, when this was discussed at Leisure Scrutiny, and you were there, Mr. Mayor, and I asked the members of Leisure Scrutiny, who won it last year, and did you go and visit? And nobody could answer. Not a soul. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I've been mentioned, I should therefore... No reason.
I was mentioned. Legal officer, that's no reason.
It is a reason. If you're mentioned, one should be able to respond. Mr. Mayor.
You can speak for 2 minutes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, people used to come into Stafford specifically to see the Britain in Bloom entries we had every year. Those of us who were on the council at that time, and I'm aware that not everybody was, so you may not realise, mayors used to say they would have letters from people saying how wonderful the town looked and how pleased they were to be able to come into Stafford to enjoy it. And I would love to think that we could actually go back to actually making Stafford a beautiful town again as we used to have it. That actually brought footfall in. Lots of people came to see the Britain in Bloom entries from this town. I hope we can do it again. I don't have much faith that we will, but I sincerely hope we do.
Councillor Farrington.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless you sense that it was falling down.
Sorry, Councillor Farrington, I've just been advised you've already spoken.
No, I'm about 2 minutes.
You've spoken twice.
No, I haven't. The first matter was on a point of clarification, it was not part of the speech, Mr. Mayor.
No. It's not the wrong page of the bill speech.
The wrong factory.
Indeed, and so I have a further 2 minutes. Why has Council Cook been allowed to speak again, Mr. Mayor?
Patrick, as the elder, you'd speak earlier because I started to get worried that I'd put my hand up and they weren't going to call me. You've got to give way.
Mr. Mayor, I spoke seeking a point of clarification which was not a speech. I then made a speech, as did Councillor Cook. Councillor Cook has been invited to speak for a further 2 minutes. On that basis alone, I should be invited to speak for a further 2 minutes on matters that have been raised.
My name was mentioned, Mr. Mayor.
It's absolutely irrelevant.
I will take advice from the...
Mr. Mayor, so a member can speak to give a factual explanation if questioned, which I think is what Mr. Patterson was saying he did initially.
Yes.
What I may be mistaken then is I thought of the speech after that, immediately following that.
No, I sat
down. Got it written down, you did the clarification, but got it written down, was given a speech. You then later on gave the first speech.
Yeah.
So after you gave the initial clarification, are you saying you didn't give a speech immediately after that?
Indeed.
And you
did.
Put the vote.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I'm very grateful for the clarification.
2 minutes.
I did not speak twice. I asked for a point of clarification and made it clear that it was prior to any representation on the motion. Thank you. I could say many things. I just repeat what I said earlier. This is a last gasp piece of nonsense. Let's think about something we can talk about. We've had a leisure centre that was falling down around our ears. We've got not one, but two new leisure centres in this borough, presented by this side of the chamber. We've got a park that people come from everywhere to come and visit. We've got a playground next to the park that people come from everywhere to come and play and visit. All of these things are done by this administration. They're beautiful things to come and see and visit. I'm sure you wouldn't disagree. What's the time, Councillor Cook? However, I might have. Thank you very much. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for allowing me to speak again. This debate really is well and truly over. Perhaps we should just take a vote.
Here,
I've got Councillor Godfrey, and then we'll go straight to Councillor Pearce.
Point of clarification, is this Councillor Godfrey's third, fourth or fifth speech? I can't remember.
I believe it's my second, Mr. Mayor.
Just like to make sure that we can speak.
We're on the finish now.
I'm very glad that the council mentioned all the wonderful things that have happened in the last 20 years in the south of the town. Nothing in the north. And all of them things you mentioned were subject to grants that came from central government and not from the pot of this council. So, they're very glad he mentioned those things. The north of the town is suffering. This motion is just part, focusing what we can do to help the north end of the town, because it's dying. In fact, in many ways, it's dead.
Yeah.
You know, and we need to revitalise it. And again, I do stress, this is not money. Money is there to improve it. This is the will to do it, and the will is not there with this administration. And as for all the answers we've got, certainly from the cabinet member, it's all jam tomorrow.
Councillor Pearce, you're absolutely wrong.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've noticed that when you wanted to undermine sort of debate was to be expected at this time of year. The actual source of these issues being raised was actually certain members of Stafford Historical Society who have concerns, very serious concerns, about the state of some of these buildings. Now, mention has been made of the town centre and work being done to improve it. Long overdue, and entirely down to the fact that that area has not been properly maintained by the County Council. We've seen this proliferation of black asphalt all over the place, creating dangers in places where greatest points are, and it has been an absolute disgrace the way the town centre has been treated. As I say, the work being done is a long overdue. Now, in terms of what is being done, we've heard some assurance that there is a master plan involving the Western building, which is to be welcomed. But we also have a situation with respect to the Shire Hall. And although Councillor Winnington says he believes there are plans to do something with it, that sounds rather vague to me. I and many other people would like to know what is going to happen and when, because nothing at the moment seems to be firm about these plans. I'm talking about the front part of Shire Hall. And then there are other buildings, including a listed building, the County Staff Club, which has been empty for some time now. But, Mr. Mayor, I would ask members to see that this is not a politically inspired
in this chamber discussed shared services on a number of previous occasions at great length. This matter was also before cabinet on the 6th of April. It's very straightforward. It really just seeks to put into effect the framework agreement and sets out in various appendices those functions relating to the legal authorities in each case. I really don't propose to go through this report in any further detail, given what I have just said, and I seek therefore the Council's approval as set out in the recommendation at paragraph
that seconded?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'll second it and reserve the right to speak.
Anybody else would like to speak? No, we'll give respect to the vote then. All in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. The review of the Constitution, Councillor Cook.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
I'll be trying to speak.
I hope I'll be fairly brief. And I'm sure we all agree on this. You will see, Mr. Mayor, that there is only one amendment to the Constitution. Some may think that's not enough, but that is the situation we have this year. Just one there, and I hope the Council will agree to that. It helps the Chief Exec out as well. Move that, Mr. Mayor.
Is that seconded?
Seconded, Mr. Mayor.
Anybody wish to speak? No, we'll respect the vote then. All in favour?
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay. Item 10, any items referred from the scrutiny committees? So that concludes the council meeting this evening. And can I remind, sorry, Councillor Barrington.
Mr. Mayor, I really just want to thank you for your courtesy and your leader in office.
Yes.
Blimey, what a way to finish with the retirement of a very, 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 very experienced member of council and some lively debate too. I'd also just like to take this final opportunity to thank Andrew Bailey for his service to the council.
Yeah.
He is also retiring, and no doubt he will have fond memories of this evening before many
years. Can I remind members that there is a drink in the oak room if you'd like to come and share a drink with particularly the members who aren't standing and wish them luck. Thank you.
From the Council,
David Jeffrey.
He's going to stand away from Mayor Capcora.
Retires of Council Green.